You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zuli.
Well, good morning, everybody. How's it going on this wonderful Thursday? Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning. How's it going on this wonderful, wonderful Thursday? We got another awesome, exciting episode of Easy Talk Live. Remember to mark your calendars every Thursday, 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We always go over all the updates, all the events, all the things that we have going on, all the opportunities. We call it Easy Way Access. All the Easy Way Access we have for all the wonderful fans. Shout out to all the blog fans. I've been getting bombarded, man. I love it. I love getting your messages. I love getting your interaction. Eric Zuli blog has been going off. I'm glad you guys like the blog post. So we got an awesome show today. It's going to be really cool. We got two great guests. And some special guests too. I've actually called a lot of people, so I have no idea what's going to happen on today's show. But our first guest is actually a really good friend of mine. His name is Dean Arkillis, and he's the president and founder of Fan TV, the Filipino American Network. And Fan TV is just amazing. They have a lot of viewers, and they're doing their thing. So we're going to go to Dean in just a quick second here. We'll go get a quick message from our sponsor, VanityDrink.com. It's an amazing drink. We've had our angels just loving it. Their skin's been getting better. It's really a really cool drink, so I suggest you guys check it out. You're listening to Easy Talk Live. We'll be right back.
Before I tell you what vanity is, let me tell you what it isn't. Vanity isn't about narcissism. Vanity is about self-esteem, and who couldn't use some of that? The foundation of vanity lies in all-natural, skin-nourishing, brain-boosting agents, all conveniently packaged in a fruity beverage supplement. Vanity is different. Science confirms what we consume affects our skin, our overall appearance, and our liveliness. Vanity is a choice for better living, confidence in what you're drinking, and letting the best of you shine through. And who says you can't have it all?
Vanity, a unique, all-natural beauty supplement drink that helps revive you from the inside out.
This is Alright guys, it's time to shake it up a little bit. We got my man, Dean, from Fan TV in the house. Dean, what's going on, man? How you feeling? Dean. Dean, are you there? Dean. If you're on mute, take your phone off mute. I know you're calling into the studio.
Hey, E, sorry about that. I was trying to press one, man. So
yeah,
I just got on it right now.
You're messing up my show, dude. Messing up the flow. Did you see how cool that intro was? Laggers.
Hey, man, I was so excited to get on your show that I accidentally had it on mute because I didn't want to disturb you, man.
Well, welcome to the show, man. Easy Talk Live every Thursday, 10:30. And we interview CEOs and executives and people making a difference, public figures that I bet a lot of people would want to get to someone like you who owns a network with how many viewers? How many viewers would you say
with all my media partners, we have over 500 views worldwide. 500 million views worldwide.
I was going to say 500 views. Wow, I get that in a second. No, I'm kidding.
No, 500 million. 500 million views, bro.
You liar. There's not even 500 million people in the world. Come on, man. 500 million, seriously.
500 million views with all of my media partners. We have all that viewership worldwide, bro. So if you look at our website, www.fantv.tv, you guys will be able to see why we have those much viewers, and you're going to see all our media partners there.
Yeah, of course. You got my channel on there.
There you go, man. Absolutely. You know, like I said, man, your channel is awesome. Awesome. You know, you're bringing Hollywood to our community. You know, I started the Fan TV, the PhilAm Network TV first, and went global based on just me and you collaborating. You know, I went really mainstream. So it's not just Filipinos anymore, man. It's very diverse. We have all different nationalities, race that supports our our actual network.
Yeah, no, I agree, man. I appreciate it, and you know, I love being diverse. I'm on the board of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association for that reason, because I love working with the whole diversity aspect of things. And you know, because of you, I actually met the mayor of Cerritos, and we have some great things happening. So tell my listeners, you know, a little bit about Fan TV's focus. I mean, you guys get some amazing content. You have, like, all the Ultimate Fighting type stuff. Manny Pacquiao supports you guys. I mean, it's a pretty cool network.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Like a little bit of history about Fan TV is, first of all, I'm Filipino-American. So I started Fan TV about 6 years ago, and the way I saw the Filipino-Americans was we're mixed. It's like a melting pot. We're mixed with Black, White, Latin, Chinese, Indian, and so on, right? So by building diversity, unity, collaboration, I was able to give a voice and a face for the people who didn't know what race they were in because they were mixed. But, you know, what happened was it got so big to the point where, you know, we're all mixed racial with different race. People started supporting us, whether they were Black, White, Latin, Indian, and so on, right? So, you know, as soon as I collaborated with you, you know, that was about 5-6 years ago, they saw Hollywood. And then from that point on, it opened up a lot of doors for me where I was able to work with a lot of UFC fighters. And UFC is one of those MMA fight TV channels where I met a lot of celebrities. It opened up the door for me also with Glory Fighting, with the pageants, with the communities, with music. So it really opened up everybody's eyes. As soon as I collaborated with WTV Hollywood, it kind of opened up more of the mainstream and diversity look on how we build our channel. So, yeah, you're right. I've had from Manny Pacquiao to a lot of UFC fighters to leaders, to community, to charities. We've done everything, man, based on our collaboration together. So I appreciate that, Eddie.
Definitely, brother. Let's go back in the past. I got a crystal ball here, and I'm looking at the day that that we met. And before you met me, I know you guys were on TV in the Bay Area. You're on network.
Right.
And so how much viewership, what were you guys doing before you guys met me?
Well, you know what? When I was just doing it here in the Bay Area, we were probably reaching about maybe close to, this was for 2 years, maybe close to 200,000 people just here in the Bay Area. That's not a lot. And what I wanted to do was, you know, I wanted to go reach out more, more further to the world, to everybody in the world, right? So,
hey, Dean, I got to stop you real quick. We got one of our beautiful angels that just joined us. I think we got Barbara Sandifor in the house. Barbara, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, guys.
Hey, Barbara. All right,
hey,
so
Barbara.
I want you to join. I got to have my angels, man. I'm the new Charlie of Hollywood, so when I see my angels, I pop them in right away. All right, go ahead, Dean. Go ahead.
No worries. So, yeah, again, like I said, I was looking for something bigger, and I wanted to reach out more people in the world where, you know, I wanted to build a diversity, unity, collaboration, not just on the Filipino side, but also everywhere in the world where Filipino were mixed, where again, where we're accepted, you know what I mean? So, By collaborating with you, it kind of opened up more of the mainstream worldwide. So, you know, that's a blessing itself. So things happen for a reason. So I appreciate that, E.
Yes, sir.
So from
yes,
200,000 to millions, let's just put it that way. That's how much
it does. I love it. And I know you guys do. I mean, I actually met the mayor of Cerritos at the Miss Philippines USA beauty pageant. You guys do a lot of fashion related stuff too, and that's why I had to bring my looker angel Barbara in the house. You know, because I feel her shaking right now. She's like, oh, fashion. I love that word.
Yeah, we've definitely been working with a lot of pageants and fashion shows in the Bay Area. So, yeah, anything I could do for you, Barbara, like, you know, we're all about the easy way, and we're Easy Way family with Fan TV.
Oh, thank you so much. My first magazine just came out, my first official modeling magazine. It has 6 full pages on it. I'm so stoked.
Awesome.
Send
it to me,
and
we'll put it on our network.
Got to throw the Easy Way theme song. Every time we hear a positive upward motion of anybody in our circle, I'm going to throw the Easy Way theme song on. Congratulations, Barbara. So tell us a little bit about that magazine, how we can take that magazine that you've been featured on, how can we put it on Fan TV and put it on Easy Way Broadcasting and WTV Networks and Actors Reporter and all the other networks that we work with, because you're an angel.
Wow, thank you so much. Yeah. Well, the magazine is called VM Design. So she's a huge designer, and she does swimsuits and dresses. but it's not just that, but any swimsuit purchased off the magazine, 25% of it will go to children, to the most Miller's Children's Hospital. So, yeah, so if you, any girls hearing this or men wanting to buy a swimsuit for the ladies, right now is the time.
I taught her well, didn't I, Dean? She's like a
yes,
lean, mean, walk promo machine. I love it, Barbara. Congratulations. And we'll be featuring that magazine. I hope you have it in your hands tomorrow on Friday when we're hanging in with Vincent M. Ward, Oscar nominee from Walking Dead.
Yeah, of course. I have it with me. Of course I'll take that. Thank you
all right.
So much.
So, hey, So Dean, let's go to the talents. Let's go to music. Let's go to producing. Let's go to the talent world. How does Fan TV support the talents? Because we're actually going to be bringing on a major producer with a major story, music. And as you know, we have probably over 10,000 different talents that are following the Easy Way movement, mm-hmm. as well as what you have. So let's talk talent.
Yeah, you know, like I said, my network is Fan TV. We're a voice in the face, giving a voice in the face to the world. So anybody who's just up and coming, who needs exposure, we're able to give them exposure through social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, blog, YouTube. So that's how we're able to kind of support everyone, you know. And we're always open to always helping the community, helping the people who need a voice in the face.
Definitely. And if you guys go to fantv.tv, and you check out their network, you're going to see Manny Pacquiao on there. You're going to see people fighting each other, which is always cool. You're going to see hot ladies, hot girls. You're going to see models. You're going to see a lot of really cool stuff. So I recommend you check it out. And make sure you check out the Hollywood TV channel, which now is officially ran by Easy Way Broadcasting. And we're very proud to be working with Dean and Fan TV. And, man, so what do you want to say, Dean, to all the Filipino and, I mean, to all your fans that might be listening to this after you guys, you know, promote it. Talk directly to them.
Well, yeah, you know, I just want to thank everybody for their support and for the community and people out there. Anytime I need a covering event or there's a big event that's happening, you know, usually I would come and try to reach out to the community and to the celebrities. Now they actually come to me. They call me. They ask me to come and cover their events and give them a lot of exposure and work together. So I'm pretty blessed, again, like, you know, just, you know, being out there, meeting all the leaders, celebrities, and helping out the charities really kind of helped me build my network, and I just want to thank everybody for all their support.
Ding, 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 ding. Woo, woo, woo. Time for event talk, event talk, event talk. You mentioned the secret word of the day, event talk. All right, so events. Let's talk events. We are doing an event, guys. It's a stop tour. It's the beginning of a stop movement to stop negativity, basically, anti-bullying, domestic violence, sex trafficking, pollution in the ocean, leaving dogs in the cars with the windows rolled up, whatever you feel needs to be stopped. That's what this movement is. It's called STOP, exclamation point STOP, and we are doing a big fundraiser / showcase / many, many other things. We currently have Fan TV as one of our main media sponsors. They're also going to be running the fundraising portion of that. I'm going to let Dean speak on that in a second. We have over 7 sponsors on the event. We have Actors Reporter. We have Magic Image Hollywood Magazine. We have, obviously, my network is supporting, and well over 13 celebrities that are going to come support, and about 7 different artists. There's about probably 6 slots left. And if you guys are interested in getting involved in this event, you just email easywaybroadcasting.com. I'm sorry. I'm tired. My bad. You email booking@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. Or you can go to our fans page, Stop the Nonsense. That's actually a group. I'm sorry. So, Dean, talk to everybody, and then we got to let you go, man. We got a lot of other people that are scheduled to come on the show as well. Talk to us about your guys' involvement on September 27th event.
Absolutely, yes. So Fan TV is going to be out there trying to raise some funds to help and stop the nonsense for bullying, cyberbullying, and also partial of the proceeds will be given to the Peace Fund that's supporting, you know, everybody trying to really kind of help each other and all that. So we're raising funds for that, and we're coming up with some live auctions and really try to empower and support the people who are being bullied and cyberbullying, you know what I mean? So that's very important to us, and we can save lives by doing that. It's very important that everyone supports this and really supports the fundraising for that charity.
Cyberbulliers suck, man. What's up with y'all? They're going on Ripoff Report and making up stuff and causing people to want to commit suicide and stuff. Well, get a life. Seriously, you're right. You're right, man. That's definitely something that our network fully supports. And, oh, hey, look who just joined us. There she is. Sonia Harley's in the house, our second angel, our Nightingale angel. What's up, Sonia?
Hi. I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're talking with Dean Arkelis, the CEO and founder of Fan TV, and we got our lovely angel Barbara with us as well. She was just promoting her magazine. And we were just
Hey, Dean.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
we were just talking about the big showcase happening on September 27th, which, guys, Sonia is actually running. Sonia and a gentleman named Russ are running that for me because I don't have any hair left, and I want to go get surgery or something, get hair back. So it's going to be amazing, guys. It's going to be an amazing, awesome event. Dean, we really appreciate you, brother. We appreciate the support. We got a couple callers that popped in. I'm going to go ahead and grab caller here. I don't know who everybody is, but I'm going to try.
If there's a 914 number, if there's the number I sent you, we have a special guest that's going to be calling in.
Hello.
Why are you always going to send me stuff when I'm on show?
A special guest. You're going to be so surprised.
Okay. Caller 4705. Who's this?
That's me. Hey, it's
Andre, wait. You're a guest. You can't talk to us yet. Hold on. We'll come back to you.
Okay,
love you, bro.
Cool.
Okay. Let's see. Caller 6457. Caller 6457, you're on the air at Easy Talk Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Eric, is this me?
Oh, this is James. All right. You know,
yeah.
We're gonna bring your segment in a second, James, so hold on
one second. All right.
So, you know, guys, this and that and all these different things. So here's what we're going to do. Mine's a little jumbo. I'm going to go to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, Dean, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you, brother. Everybody, check the social media. Go to tell everybody your social media, Dean. How do people follow you and get involved if they want to get on Fan TV, if they want to support it?
Absolutely. Thank you. If people wanted to support us, then you have to go to www.fantv.tv. And if anybody wants to contact us, they can go to info@fantv.tv. Thank you very much.
Info at fantv.tv.
Yes.
I appreciate it, man. And everybody go check out my interview with Ashley, or go to the star of the new movie, How to Build a Better Boy. She's also on ABC's Families, The Fosters. I did an interview for Fan TV. It was amazing. She gave us a couple insights. She's also going to be on our show, on The Easy Show, on August 8th in studio. And that we got a couple awesome surprises for everybody. Dean, we love you, brother. Everybody go follow Dean. And you can also look him up, Dean Arkelis, A-R-C-A-L-L-I-S, am I right?
Yeah, A-R-C-I-L-L-A-S.
Yeah, reverse that, what he said. All right, guys, thank you so much, Dean. You've been an amazing guest. So we're gonna go.
All right, you guys have a good morning, man. Thank you.
All right,
thank
we're
going
to go to a quick commercial break, and you're listening to Easy Talk Live, and when we come back, we're going to go into a new segment where WTV is basically telling you everything they've covered, as well as what they're going to be covering, all the amazing, fantastic things happening, and then also how you can get on WTV. You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Talk Live. We'll be right back.
Only on Blog Talk Radio will you hear the celebrity host of Easy Way Broadcasting. Network owner Eric Easy Zuli treats his 500,000 Twitter followers to insider tips and connections on upcoming shows with the top celebrities and business leaders. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy and tune in 7 days a week to talk with the Easy Way Broadcasting show host at 914-338-1303. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com to advertise on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuli and his company Easy Way Entertainment can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
All right, guys, we are back and better than ever. You're listening to Easy Talk Live with our wonderful angels, Sonia, Harley, and Barbara. I love my angels. Everybody's calling me Charlie now.
Woo-hoo!
So our next guest, guys, is an amazing individual. Now, Sonia, I don't want to – you set something up, and I love last-minute stuff. Thank you. I'm going to try to work with this here. You have someone calling in. Give me their area code. I have, like, 40 callers.
It's a 914 number.
It's a 914 number?
I think it's 914. Hold on. Let me go.
Yeah, well, she's not in queue if that's the case, so go ahead and text her. All right, guys, so our next guest coming up is a gentleman by the name of DeAndre Coolidge. He's a producer. He's got an amazing story. And there is a couple major radio stations that want his music right now. He's up and coming. He's about to blow, and Easy Talk Live's going to grab him before he does. This is his song, CVT, Keep Your Faith, and we're going to be bringing him on in just a second.
Oh, yeah. I'm keeping my
My name is Sonia Harley.
Oh, I heard you earlier.
Sonia, I was letting you bring DeAndre in. You needed to sense and read my mind because we're so connected like that. That's how Charlie does it with his angels. DeAndre, welcome to the show, guys. Easy Talk.
What's up?
Doing big things. That was his song, CVT, Keep the Faith. I want everybody to post their comments on Easy Way Broadcasting, what they thought about the song.
I love you, man.
Love you too, brother. Welcome to the show.
Hey, yeah. Man, I'm here, man. It's a pleasure, man. It's like a blessing, you know?
Well, that's
how
we
that
do.
Yeah, that's your song playing, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's what they would call, like, my uncles would call that baby-making music.
Is that? Hey, that's right. You know, it's all in the air, you know? It's like, positive, and it's touching everybody. I mean, young and old. All different nationalities, it's all across. I just wanted just to touch you because everybody has a story to tell, and you can sit and listen to that song, and all it does is just get you that inspiration to get through it. That's all.
All right, so,
yeah.
So all the beautiful female fans out there, any you call that what, Sonia? Baby making music.
Baby making music.
Baby making
music. Any candidates? Any takers out there? All right, so DeAndre,
Eric, that number is a 323 number.
Yeah, well, I did find her. I found her while we were off. We're gonna bring it in a second.
Word. Oh my gosh,
you're gonna.
It's like if you could find out how many like families you were responsible for when you like create a song that's like that, that's like sexy and has all this energy. And it's like I always wonder, like, who is it, like the Isley Brothers or something like that? Like my dad said, oh, there was a lot of babies made off of like their music or whatever.
Hey, we grew up on that, you know? Earth, Wind and Fire, Isley, everybody, man.
We're gonna play a little game. It's called Guess Who's Shouting Out the Easy One.
Hey, I'm Dean Kane. I'm here at the premiere of A Horse for
He wasn't supposed to say his name. Oh, that didn't work. Okay,
I was like Dean Kane.
Yeah. Well, all right. So DeAndre, you're on Easy Talk Live. My fans are anxiously awaiting to wonder. They're hearing this voice. They have no idea who the voice is. Talk to us.
It's me, man. It's DeAndre. You know, that song means so much to me because it touches everybody. I really made the song for all the ladies, the women, the kids, the babies. and also guys too, you know, but really I was out to touch the kids and the women that, you know, what you're going through, you know, there's always, as long as you just keep your faith. And I got it so that not only just the older generation, the younger generation, the youngsters, they really love it. I mean, and that was my whole purpose, is just put something out there that's just so different.
Well, hey, I got, you know.
Yeah, thank you.
Guys, we're known to connect people in Hollywood. We love to help people connect to the stars. We love to help projects connect to one another. And I have a special guest I'm going to bring on as well, which Sonia actually was just on his radio show. And it's pretty unique. He actually has a radio show called Faith that I've kind of flipped around. We're calling it Howie Faith Radio now. Howie Wallfish, welcome to the show. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right.
Hi, Howie.
I want you guys.
Hi,
Howie.
What's up, man?
I'm on the cell phone. All right, I'm hosting. Let me do the introduction here really quick. I want you guys to meet each other because Howie, DeAndre is a friend of mine. He's a pretty established producer and artist. He's about to blow. He's got a lot of great things happening, and he has a song. Were you listening to the music, or did you jump on?
No, I heard some, but I heard the beginning too. Is Filipino?
No. Okay, I'm going to play this real quick. I want you to hear the hook, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm keeping up.
DeAndre, will you please, just to make sure that he can hear the lyrics, can you please go ahead and do that hook really quick without the music?
Check it out. Things seem to want to bring you down, but I hope that I don't get you down. Keep the faith. Rolling down Oak Street, playing my feet, girl. Face so hard, I'm shaking the concrete. Rolling in my CVT. Sometime I know it get a little rough. Keep your faith till it gets you rough. There you go. Just an absolute bit.
That's
so
great.
Howie, do you see where I'm going with this?
Oh, yes.
Howie Walker.
I heard that. That was great.
Now,
you sound okay, my man.
Your radio show with Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles Radio and Television is a song about faith, and we're building right now Howie Faith Radio and keyword faith. I think we just found your theme song. I think we just found your intro. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds good. I've been doing George Michael's just the first 30 seconds. You know, you got to have faith.
He ain't got nothing on Andre. George Michael's
ain't got nothing on Andre.
We're going to replace him.
Yeah, I think so.
You like that?
Yeah, that was great.
All right, man. I like that. Okay. I just want to be able to touch everybody in my music, and that's where I'm coming from right now, and that is everybody has to keep the faith.
Now,
yeah,
I know, but
Barbara's
still there in the background. Barbara, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you're
my girl,
still
my girl.
This is a music conversation, so we're still your voice looks awesome, so you're welcome to join in the conversation whenever.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Okay,
thank
you.
Sonia Harley is our Nightingale Angel. The reason we call her the Nightingale Angel is because she is a singer. She's an amazing singer. She's sung with Stevie Wonder. She's sung in front of hundreds of thousands of people. She does jingles for commercials. She does a lot of things. So, Sonia, DeAndre is definitely someone I wanted you to meet. And, again, Sonia is actually handling the talent portion of Easy Way and our big event and everything. And, go ahead.
Keep going. I'm listening.
I'm listening.
I love to be interrupted on my show when I'm talking. Go for it, Sonny.
Aw, you're so awesome, Eric. You really are. So I just want to get you on the showcase. Are you ready?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, you talking? Oh, really? Yes, of course.
Yes. Okay.
Really?
Right
on. I would love that. I would love to be on your showcase with E. It's just something that would be a blessing that's just coming true, okay?
All right, guys. So I gotta make sure, because James just texted me, said he's gotta go. I'm gonna bring in a new segment here. I'm gonna give him his 5 minutes really quick. This is called "What's Going On with WTV." James Mason, are you there? Man, you texted. Take your phone off mute. You guys gotta keep your phones off mute when I'm hitting you up. You're not knocking off my flow. Dang it, James Mason. James, this proves to me that you're not listening either. You're out gallivanting and doing something. Okay, James, well, go ahead and text me when you want to get on air. I'll go ahead and take over the segment for now. James Mason is our field producer, guys. I own a network called WTV Networks. It's kind of like a Huffington Post. We have a lot of different camera people that go all over Hollywood, San Diego, Las Vegas, all over the place. And they cover red carpets, they cover fun nonprofit situations, they cover in-studio situations, behind the scenes, and we're always posting on our wonderful fans page, WTV Networks with an S. Recently, we just covered one of the most awesome beauty pageants for the Magic Image Hollywood magazine. And there's a lot of beautiful girls, interviews, B-roll, amazing, amazing stuff. And that was recently covered. We also recently covered on a segment called Angels on the Go with Faithy J, a movie premiere with Dean Cain, who you guys just heard, and many other Disney celebrities and a lot of different celebrities on the carpet. So if you guys do want to hear news and what's happening the easy way with all these celebrities in Hollywood and even philanthropy situations and stuff that you can support and meeting business individuals, we're always, always posting on that fans page. And WTVnetworks.com. I'm going to go ahead and give him one more second to get in here. James, are you there? 3, 2, 1. James Mason, are you there? Okay, no more. All right, so Sonia, go ahead and tell him all about the show. Talk about the Easy Show. Talk about this week's show. Barbara, talk about this week's show. All the fans are anxiously waiting to hear what's going on with Vincent M. Ward, Oscar nominee from Walking Dead.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Wow.
I'm glad that you agreed to come on to the showcase. The showcase is going to be absolutely amazing. We have Ernie Singleton, got Justin Bieber's dancer that's going to be there. We got a lot of celebrities that are going to be coming through, hanging out and watching the talent. We have created a really good platform for artists to get up and to express themselves to the world. And we have an enormous red carpet that is going to hook you up with teens on air, with just so many WTV. You're going to get a lot of interviews as you go on the carpet before you actually go on stage and do your thing. And then you have the Easy Way is how you're going to do it. And you have the Easy Way Angels that we're going to be there hanging out, helping with the showcase. Yeah, it's going to be really, really fun, and it's going to be filled with a lot of talented people. And I love being in the environment of just talent and creation, because there's nothing in the universe like it, you know? That's when all of the good energy is born. So I know you're proud to be part of that.
I wanted everybody out there. I wanted everybody out there to know how smart my angels are. See, I was trying to knock them off guard and get them to another subject, and they stayed on track. Good job, Sonia. And Barbara, you wanted to chime in?
It's also for, we are doing this movement, which is !!
Hello?
Pretty much stop the nonsense. So.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Okay, all right, I'm listening to you. I just heard.
All right, yeah, it's also trying to, that day where anyone that goes to the showcase, you're actually going to be helping out with this Stop the Nonsense that we're trying to move. So it's also for a great cause. I don't know, you guys should definitely stop by. And really, it's not only for your showcase, but it's also about hashtag Stop the Move, Stop the Nonsense. So, yeah.
You are definitely right, Barbara. Now, Sonia, you had somebody that you wanted to bring in, a special guest.
Yeah,
so who is your special guest? Who is this?
My special guest is Natalie DeSalle, and I'm sure that our crooner, our like baby making music guy, probably would know who Natalie is. Natalie's an amazing, beautiful actress. She was in Baps with Halle Berry, Cinder Fellow with Whitney Houston, which I think came on NBC, Medea's Happy Family Reunion, the one that had like Bow Wow, the one that had Bow Wow. And then, of course, Eve had a show
on television. It wasn't a reality show. It was actually like a show, and she was a part of that show as well. Her name is Natalie DeSalle. She's beautiful. She's sexy. She's talented. So let's say hello to Natalie.
Well, welcome to the show, Miss Natalie. We've got to give you a proper intro here. Hold on. Miss
Hi.
Natalie.
How are
you? Hey, girl. How you doing?
Easy Talk Live.
Hey, Cynthia.
Anxious to talk to you.
Natalie.
I want to hear all about the Cinderella story.
No, it was Cinderella with Whitney Houston. And
it was Cinderella.
The movie Cinderella, you know, the movie with Brandy and Whitney Houston.
So
you don't remember her? Okay, Tell
her
who you were.
She's a feisty. Did you hear the voice tone? Nah, Cinderella with Wendy Houston. Get it right, man. I'm on air.
Come on. Has it really been easy, Eric?
Wait a second. I know you. I know this voice. Who's this?
It's familiar.
Wow.
I'm an angel. It's the voice of an angel, Eric. I'm one of the angels. Come on.
Yeah.
You're one of the... Man, Sonya keeps bringing all these angels on. I can't keep track anymore. Who is this? I know you.
You want to know her, and she wants to know you. She will be an angel eventually. I'm working on it because she freaking rocks.
I don't forget voices.
I wanted to say that with Cinderella, the reason why I say it that way is because Whitney, when I met her, I knew it was tragic. Like, I could tell that it wasn't going to end well. And I knew that it was just a moment in time. But actually, I went to Grambling State University. And in the summer of 1989, they said, Whitney's coming. She's going to sing at the graduation. She's going to sing The Greatest Love of All. And if you're in the choir during the summer, you can sing with her. So I was like, let me register for summer school because I got to see what kind of hair she got in her head. I had found out about her hair was a weave. I couldn't wait to meet her. And I waited for her underneath the stage where they would bring, like, famous people through. It was called a tunnel. And I walked upon it. I said, oh, my God, Whitney. Oh, my God, I love you so much. You don't even understand. She's like, yeah, babe, yeah. I love you, too. I said, Whitney, you don't understand. One day we're going to work together, and it's going to be a big thing, and we're going to work together. She said, I know from your mouth to God's ears. She said, just keep thinking about it. And she said, well, we're working today. You have a robe on. We're singing. I said, no, it's going to be bigger than this. It's going to be real big. Cut to 10 years later, a decade later, her and Bobby fighting is going down, and it ain't at the mall. And I said, Whitney, do you remember coming to Grambling State University? She said, yeah, I sang The Greatest Love of All there. I said, do you remember? She said, the girl I met in the tunnel. I said, yeah, that was me.
Oh, wow.
And I always thought that if I would not
That's
have had the faith and the courage to leave Louisiana, I would have missed Whitney because she's gone now. Oh, wow, you know what?
Yeah.
I have to interject something. You, Natalie, you just said if you didn't have the faith, and I think we have Howie Wallfish that's still on. Are you still on, Howie?
I'm here.
Did you hear that? 10 years.
I'm here.
She spoke it into the universe 10 years prior to her
bold.
Actually.
She was bold.
Yes. But let me tell
that
you something.
That is so awesome.
Today, my faith feels smaller than a mustard seed, because this Hollywood shit, but this Hollywood stuff.
Hey, you can say whatever you want on this radio station, right,
this
Eric?
This Hollywood stuff today made me
think I need
to go to culinary school.
Oh, it can shake you, man. Hollywood can shake you. If you're chasing a dream in Hollywood, you got to have some strong faith.
All right, guys, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and give we gotta give DeAndre another 5 minutes or so to DeAndre. I'm gonna bring you back. You kind of get lost in the shuffle here. I apologize. I wasn't expecting.
It's okay. I'm
this new guest. This is an amazing guest, and she's feisty. I'm gonna play with her, and we gotta bring you back. We gotta definitely bring you.
Oh, yeah,
back.
That's why I wanted to interview her. I have big plans.
Not only am I feisty, I'm fresh.
Ooh. I like that. Have you heard that song?
Said,
oh.
So then you're the correct F word.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, well, we're definitely gonna have you back, Cinderella. I don't know your name since you wouldn't tell it to me, so we're gonna call you Cinderella. And I'm looking forward to meeting you in person. I love your story.
So if you want to stay on, we can bring you on maybe a little bit later. But I got to go back to DeAndre. There's a lot of great things he has to talk about. Sorry about that, DeAndre. I kind of got knocked off track. So all right, DeAndre. I know you have some amazing things happening with. DeAndre, I know you have some amazing things happening with some major radio stations and some stuff happening. Talk to us.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Actually, I went in, take a song in, a couple of songs in to basically get some airplay, a major radio station here. Actually, the first one I really went into, and I let them listen to one of the joints, and they turned around, and it was kind of an amazing story. Went in, the executive producer. I gave him it and went in back there. He said, okay, I'm going to listen to it. I'm in a room all myself, like 16 chairs, and he takes it to the back, and he comes out. I'm thinking we're going to listen to it right there. You know, he takes it to the back, and he comes back, and he goes, well, you know what? He's a much older gentleman. I respect him so much. He's married. I've been to his home. We've had lunch, dinner, and everything. And he comes to me and says, well, you know what, DeAndre? I'm going to tell you, it didn't really have me all shaking and moving like that. And I'm saying, oh, okay, but... Yeah, I liked it. I really liked the beat in the mix that she did, and need to keep it up. And then we sit there, and I'm like, he hands me my CD back, and I'm like, well, okay. Then he goes, but I'm gonna tell you something. The record label in the back loved it, and they want you to come on. Well, I want you to come on, and want you to do a couple more joints like you do. If you got some other that cameo and all that singing in it, we love all the beats and everything. And I said, what the? And I was just shocked. I was totally. Then he goes, well, look. We want you to hook up with other producers, but right now, if you can bring some more guys and bring some more of that good music and see what we can do to see you guys can make magic. And that's what happened.
Wow,
it was just so beautiful.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm going to keep on pushing, and I need all the support I can because it's still a journey, and the machine is still rolling. And I want everybody to listen to the song because the song has so much meaning, has so much feeling because a lot of people can relate to it.
I agree, man. And so this song that's playing in the background now is the CBT. Is that the song?
Yeah, that's the song. And I got some more artists I'm going to be working with that I want you guys to keep your rabbit ears up for. And that's TKO and Nikki. And I got my other guy who's been playing Anthony's on guitar on some of the stuff. And my boy Jay who's on keys. And, man, we're doing it. And we just want you guys to support us, please. Because as long as we get the support, we're going to continue to bring out the good hits for you.
TKO, I've heard of him.
Oh, that's my man.
All right, so guys, I just want to tell everybody out there that's listening in the Easy Way land, DeAndre is one of our in-house producers. We keep him on the down low, but we're bringing him out on the spotlight a little bit now, and he's got an amazing talent. DeAndre, I definitely want you guys to talk offline, you and Sonia, and we'll talk music on many occasions. Congratulations on all your your wonderful travels, and we are going to have DeAndre come into the African Oscars. As well as our last Comic Standings HBO Showtime comedy event on August 7th. We also have a real high-profile corporate event on August 14th, and bringing Hollywood to Orange County on August 31st. So you'll see him. Anybody that comes to these events, you'll meet Andre. He's definitely someone to know. Andre, last final words. You got like a minute left to just promo whatever you want to do or say hi to your friends and family.
Yeah, I just want to say hi to everybody who's been all supportive and give the blessings out to one of my closest friends is Andre Crouch. He's struggling with his health right now. I'm pretty sure that a lot of people know of him, heard of him. He's helped so many people in the industry, from Michael Jackson to the Winans to Yolanda Adams. I just want to say you guys send your prayers out and also send your prayers out to all the ones that really need the prayers. And I just want to say one more thing, and that is keep your faith. Peace.
Hey, Andre, before you go, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I'm going to play a little
interview
with you.
I'm here for you.
I'm going to bring you back, all right? I'm going to bring you back.
Okay, are you bringing me back? Okay.
Hey, it's Faith DJ Entertainment on The Easy Show with Ernie Singleton. How are you?
I am wonderful, Faith. How are you?
Amazing.
Excellent.
So, yes, you just hosted the whole show. How fun was that?
Well, it was a lot of fun, but it was more about having an opportunity to really say thank you to people who do so much to make the music. To make the music so good.
Yes. Yeah, I love your bling, by the way. Yep.
Easy told me I was going to be on his network, and I had to wear something fly. So,
well, look at you.
Easy.
Being fly, you know, all day, every day. So, tell me what you are currently working on.
Currently, I'm working on quite a few things. I'm working on a book that's one of the things I'm working on. I'm working with... on a reality show
Oh, very cool.
For, not for me, one of my clients. Yeah, it's cool. And I'm working on quite a few music projects.
Nice. Yeah. That's awesome. I have a question. When you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up?
A veterinarian.
Really? Like animals? I love animals.
I love animals, but I hate blood.
Oh, well, that would kind of not go together because there's a lot of blood probably.
So I wanted to be a veterinarian and... And, of course, the music. It's very easy to fall in love with music.
Yes.
So I ended up working in radio and falling in love with music and the business. And so here I am.
That's awesome. So, yeah, how'd you meet Easy? Eric Dooley. Shout out.
I met Easy at an NAACP Image Award.
Okay.
Where he was doing what you're doing. On
really?
The red carpet, rocking and rolling, and then I met him again at an E Music Award ceremony.
Wow, that's
and
very
that's
cool.
Where we really connected, because I got an opportunity to see Easy in his element, really acknowledging all the various players at the E Music mm-hmm. Awards. He's a great host and had a tremendous amount of personality.
Yes.
So I was drawn to him, and we started talking, and I kind of like him.
That's so cool.
Oh, I love you too, Ernie. I like you too. All right, DeAndre, does that sound like a familiar voice?
Oh, it sounds so familiar. I love it.
All right, man. I wanted to let everybody know Ernie Singleton is a very, very good friend of mine, and he is definitely going to be a part of this whole September 27th event. He's going to be supporting it.
Oh,
and Ernie is the former president of MCA Records. He helped take Warner Brothers music to number one. He's cultivated Madonna's career, Prince, Diddy, goes on and on and on. So definitely, guys, make sure you mark your calendars on September 27th. Hit Sonia H. Sonia H. at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. And we're definitely looking to have some fun that day. So, DeAndre, I just wanted to throw that out there. And I'm going to throw one more interview here, see if you can recognize who this is. And I hope they don't say the name. I gotta edit this stuff right. But there's one more interview, guys. And this was actually at an event to honor some of the biggest executive individuals in the industry for music.
Hey, it's Faithy J Entertainment on The Easy Show with Joey Manda. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. So you are an honoree tonight. How does that feel?
I mean, it's incredible. I'm used to talking about other people's accomplishments. So, you know, when people talk about mine, it's really flattering. And,
yes.
You know, when Mrs. Singleton called me, I was definitely honored.
Yes, tonight is your night. So, I know you worked with Drake, 2 Chainz, Rick Ross, and many more. Tell me one of your favorite experiences.
My favorite experience is, you know, anytime we get a hit record. Anytime we get a record that people connect with and people, you know, love, that's always a great experience.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
All right, guys, that was Joey Manda, and if you don't know who he is, go look him up. I'll give you a little hint. He works for Interscope. And that was our wonderful Angel Faithy J. That's Angels on the Go. All right, guys, we're going to go into our next segment. Andre, if you want to stay, this is actually a 17-time award-winning director. He's working on 3 films right now, 2 TV shows, 1 I'm producing with him. He was the creator of the George Jefferson character on The Jeffersons, as well as All in the Family. He's the director of the African Oscars. It goes on and on. This is a segment, you guys, called Director's Corner. And so if you want to stay with us, DeAndre, you're more than welcome to. If not, I know you're busy.
Yes.
Man. You got to rock and roll.
Love it, man. I stick around for a little longer, man. I'm loving this show.
Okay, perfect. Well, thanks. We try to do it the easy way. And you know, I got
Yeah, man. I'm there to support
angel,
you, man.
So. Hey, I appreciate it. All right, guys. So this is our next segment called Director's Corner. This is my good friend, Nolbert Brown, Jr. Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers. Take it away.
Welcome to the Director's Corner. With your host, the award-winning writer, director, producer, Nolbert Brown Jr. Lights, camera, action.
Good morning out there for everyone. This is Director's Corner coming to you from the Easy Way. We are surprisingly working very hard on the African Oscars this year. But I have a young man coming out of Philadelphia that's a writer and a producer, and we're working together on some movies, and also he's going to be doing some writing on our reality show. And I just want him to introduce himself. His name is Raheem Rockman, and he is an awesome writer and a great creator. He's also going to come from Philadelphia to the African Oscars to join us. How you doing today?
Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all feeling out there?
All right, all right. Look, tell us a little about some of the things that you're doing with B, and tell them some of the things you're doing in the world.
Oh, yes. Well, to start off, I have a small production company called Punchin' Productions where, you know, we specialize in music videos, documentaries, films, stuff of that nature. I wrote a screenplay entitled Long Live the King several years ago, and I've been working on it, tweaking it, and I've got I've gotten noticed by Mr. Noble Brown himself, who decided to take on my project. I'm very honored, I'm very appreciative, and very humbled by the opportunity.
Great, great. I'm loving working with you. I met up with you in Philadelphia during the film festival this couple weeks ago, and I was very impressed with you and your partner and your business that you're running to be a young man. We're going to be doing a lot of work together, but Long Live the King is going to be a great, awesome boxing movie. We're not going to talk too much about it right now because it's actually in pre-production that we're going to be setting it up. You are a great writer, and you're going to be a great producer and build your career, and we're going to see a lot of you around the world. So you're going to come out to L.A. to the African Oscars. It's going to be awesome because I'm directing it, and it's the fourth annual. And also, Easy will be taking care of that red carpet like he does everywhere he goes. So what do you think about that, the African Oscars, just the name of it?
You know, it's history. It's metamucil. It's monumental. It's for the black people, by the black people, and, you know, it's in honor of, you know, all the hard work that black people have done throughout the years and never was truly, you know, credited for their hard work. So I'm excited, you know, I'm ecstatic. I love it.
And I think that it's going to be exciting because, you know, Easy is a brother from another mother. Easy is a soul brother from the heart. You know, he does pop and lock and he raps everything. This guy, you know, it's amazing what he does. And I think that, you know, the Easy way being involved in this is going to, you know, really bring it to another level. In Africa, for many years, had Nollywood, it's called in Africa. It's just like Hollywood. So it's going to be the opportunity of the fourth annual African Oscars for Hollywood to meet Nollywood and for them to work together with this show September the 13th in Beverly Hills. I think it's going to be incredible. I think our guys should go out there and get your tickets now. I know Easy is going to bring a lot of celebrities with him. And like I heard the young man before us on there, the doors is open for him to be a part of history. And we also going to be honoring Robert DeYoung. That's he used to have a TV show called Benson around the same time that I was writing All in the Family. Also, okay. We're going to be honoring Keith David. And he was on Dead Presidents and Crash and all those different shows. And I'm going to be asking, winning an award, I'm going to be honored, one of the honorees that night, along with Lou Gossett and a lot of other big major stars is going to be there presenting, hosting. Jackie Christie from Basketball Wives is hosting the pre-show earlier in the day. The red carpet event is going to be off the hook because we're going to have so many celebrities. Also, Lester from the new Transformers, he is one of the hosts that night. And the African stars are going to be there joining up with the American stars. And it's going to be so awesome because I'm directing it, so of course it's going to be awesome. But to have the Easy Way and Easy Way Broadcasting involved in it, it's going to be a statement, you know, that you just have to come and see that everybody joined together to make this thing work where we make African and American people together show their stuff that night and put competition against all the rest of the award shows. Let me know, you know, more about how you feel about, like, just writing your first movie that's actually going to be out there in the movie theaters and just you coming out and people learning how great a writer you are. You're going to be writing for some of the episodes in 215 Stilettos, and Easy is involved in that show also. So which you're going to be doing some of the episodes for some of that and, you know, some of the things that you're doing. And like I said before, when I saw you, I was very impressed with you and how young you are and how much you build already by being a young man in Philadelphia. And I know Philadelphia has a reputation for bringing a lot of major stars out, like Will Smith and Eve and people like that coming out of there, Bill Cosby. So what do you think walking in those guys' shoes coming out of Philly?
It's very humbling. It's very honoring. They're some tough shoes to fill. I thank God every day for this opportunity, and I also thank Noble Brown for giving me a shot, because you have to have a person take a shot, you know, give you the opportunity, and I'm humbled that Noble Brown gave me the opportunity. So I just look forward to just, you know, staying in my lane, you know, but also, you know, creating, you know, my own thing as well. And, you know, just paying homage to the Philadelphia Grace, you know, that's monumental. I love it.
Great. I love to hear that. Do you got your tuxedo ready yet for the show?
I do have my tuxedo. And, you know, once again, shouts out to Nova Brown Jr. Shouts out to Easy. Shouts out to the African Oscars. And shouts out to L.A. That's where the stars are born. Stars
that's
are
right.
also born in Philadelphia as well.
That's right, that's right. Don't forget about the city of brotherly love and the sisterly affection. So, you know, this show right here, Director's Corner, brings a lot of exciting new people. I was very excited all day today to sit down and talk to you. Tell all the fans out there how they can get in touch with you, Raheem Rockman, and spell out your name so they know you when they hear that name again.
Sure, my name is Raheem, R-A-H. E-E-M as a mother, you know, like Radio Raheem. My middle name is Rahman, R-A-H-M-A-N, and I go by the name of Director Lou Screws because my ideas are crazy. So you can reach me on Instagram under Punchin' In. That's my company name, P-U-N-C-H-I-N-I-N. Punchin' In, like you're punching in the clock when you're going to work. Our motto is, we always on the clock because we never stop working. So... Punchin' In on Instagram. My website is www.punchin'in.com. You can also reach me on Facebook under Raheem Loose Screws Ferson.
Wow. That's a lot of information. I hope the fans out there got the information, because you are an exciting writer and producer. And also you can get in touch with EasyWayBroadcasting.com. You can also get in touch with me, Norbert Brown Jr., at Norbert Brown Jr., anything. Norbert Brown Jr. Facebook, Norbert Brown Jr. Twitter, and NorbertBrownJr.com. You can always catch up with me. And if you are excited, or if you're a major star that want to be a presenter or show up at the African Oscars, you can call us at area code 213-222-8194. Once again, if you are an actor with a face that we can recognize, you can get in touch with us at area code 213-222-8194, and we will get right with you, either me, Easy, and everybody that's involved in the African Oscars. And like I said before, California is a great place to start. And I'm out here in New York, but a great place to start is L.A. because, you know, if you got dreams and you want to be a major person, a major star of the world, grab a part of California, and you will be that star that you want to be. And definitely believe that. We're running out of time. I know that some of the shows before us went pretty long. And I just want to let everybody know, once again, Raheem Rockman is a great young writer.
Thank you.
And I think that everybody should know him. And you're going to see him September the 13th in Beverly Hills, and along with Easy and along with a lot of major new stars and some of the old stars too. So listen out every week for Director's Corner coming from Easy Way Broadcasting, and just be a part of what we're a part of, and that's making dreams come true. And like I said before, thank you from the Director's Corner this week, and we will be back next week, same time, same place.
I just want to thank Noble Brown.
Yeah, right.
Yes, yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem, no problem at all. Okay, so I will be calling you.
Okay.
All right, and
see you next week on Director's Corner.
That's a wrap, everybody.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much, Aretha Gray. Norbert's always the man. The African Oscars coming up, guys, is going to be amazing. Make sure that you go to Easy Way Broadcasting's fans page for more information. We'll be posting all the information on there. Shout-outs to The Late Shift with Tim Howard, who's been staying on, listening to the show. He's been in the chat room the whole time. Shout-outs to all the fans. Got to always acknowledge the fans. Guess what, guys? I actually found who I've been looking for, and earlier in the beginning of the show, unfortunately, it was a little tough to snag him. I don't know what was happening, but I think we might have him now. So we're going to go ahead and bring on Mr. James Mason, talking about WTV Network. Yes, are you there, James?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hey, welcome to the show, James. So you are going to be hosting the new WTV 411, we'll call it, the new WTV 411 segment. What is going on in WTV world? What have you posted, and what are you going to be covering?
Well, we have Phoenix Froze and how we were talking about Phoenix was talking about how she grew up in a foster home. So that 8-minute interview is already rendered. So I rendered it last night. It took 2.5 hours, but I'm going to post it up today. And that's going to come. That was the deep conversation. So you guys definitely want to check that out. And also, just check out the pageant, the Miss Hollywood Image pageant. The girls were amazing. They did great interviews. So check out the winner.
When do you think we can expect to see that on the fans page? When's everything? When the new stuff going to be posted? I know we also just got done with Jarvie Hutchison, the president of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, and we really talked about some pretty deep things. So when do you think people can expect to see everything posted?
The Jarvie Hutchison?
Jarvie Hutchison, as well as the stuff we did at Roscoe's Radio.
Yeah, like I said, Roscoe's Radio a couple of days ago, Howie and Phoenix Rose interview should be up in today. So,
all right, perfect.
It's like an 8-minute interview. Phoenix is mainly talking about how she grew up in foster care and stuff. So she bounced around here and there between the ages 11 and 21, she was telling to Howie. And it was a very deep conversation, and it's like an 8-minute interview that I put together. So that should be up today. Like I said, I rendered it last night, and it took all night, but because it was 8 minutes. So, and then the Jarvie Hutchison, some of it will be up today. So stay tuned.
Thank you so much, James. And if people want to follow you and connect with you, where do they go on Facebook, Twitter? How do they get a hold of you?
Just Google you can leave me a message and then I'll become your friend on WTV Network.
Just go to the WTV Network's fans page, guys. And if you want to talk to James, just leave a message. Thank you so much, James. We appreciate it, man. You always get to give.
And then also type in James Mason on Facebook, and you'll find like a really, really old picture of me when I was like maybe 5.
Love it. All right, so Son, you still there with us?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, you're a little too loud. A little too loud. And you think you broke my show.
Can you hear me?
That's a little better. Yeah.
Okay,
right on. So, all right. So, thank you so much, James. And we'll talk to you again. We're looking forward to hearing all the wonderful, awesome things happening with WTV next week, guys. That was James Mason, everybody. And so we're with
James
our wonderful
Mason. You rock, James. WTV. I go on the page all the time, and I think it's super cool.
Thanks.
So,
you're welcome.
So, right, so Sonya, in honor of our talent, you know, we're always supporting talents, the TT with EZ, Talent Time with EZ. We're going to go ahead and place, we're going to play a group, a new group. They have a wonderful, cool style to them, guys. It's like, they do like backflips and gymnastics and tricks, and they dance, and they talk about, it's like positive rap, and I'm calling it Corp Flow, okay? So this is Corp Flow.
Oh, I love it.
This is Corp Flow by A-Style. Now, this is their older music before they started playing with Easy Way. So for now, but this is giving you an idea of their music, and you guys can follow their fans page. You can like their like page at Ace Style Music, and that's with an I, so S-T-I-L-E, Ace Style Music, if you like their music. This is Ace Style, Jason and Jamarco, Wild Child. This is called, I don't know, because I never put the name of it. So you guys can make up a name. All right, we'll be right back.
Yeah. Up and at it. Up and at it. Yeah. We up and at it, baby. Yeah. We up and at it, baby. Yeah, we up and at it, and we stay in the club, and them shorties want the good fella. Yeah, we up and at it, ladies, we up and at it, fellas. Yeah, we up and at it, and we stay in the club, and them shorties want the good fella. Yeah, we up and at it, ladies, yeah, we up and at it, fellas. Yeah, we up and at it, and we stay in the club, and them shorties want the good fella.
Hey,
we up and at it,
what?
We up and at it.
What?
We up and at it,
what?
And we stage in the club, and I'm shorty fucking good static. We in the club, and it's packed like an addict, and the shorty looking at me like Coca-Cola, gotta have it. But hold on, girl, you see you're gonna have it. I want you to shake that body down to the ground.
Whoa.
When I walk up on you, don't even panic. This is brand new, girl, I know it's kind of drastic. I'll be throwing past the tail, let my numbers match it. Let's take a step and make life is a magic. Hey, give it to me, mommy, hey. Give it to me, mommy, hey. Give it to me, mommy, and we up in the club, and we can feel good, yeah. Give it to me, mommy, yeah. Give it to me, mommy, yeah. Give it to me, mommy. Daddy, you know these shorties.
All right, guys, I'm assuming that was called Up and At It because they said it like 50 million times. So that was Up and At It by Ace Style. And again, that was the before. Just stay tuned for the after. It's going to be amazing. Sonya, Harley, how has today's show been going, man? I think we did a pretty good job. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I think it's been going, like filled with little surprises here and there. And, I mean, DeAndre and that song, Talking About Faith, is just awesome because I think that's, like, the number one motor that makes the world go around. It really does. No one would be where they are if they didn't believe that they could get there. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, that set the precedence for everything. And then when Natalie was talking about how she met Whitney and she was at her school and she was like, oh, my gosh, I have to see her. And then she told her, I'll see you again. I'm going to be in a movie with you. And then 10 years later, are you freaking kidding me? Like, that is some amazing stuff. So, yeah, our show is really electric today, I think.
Well, I think that we still got Cinderella with us. She's actually been she stayed on the line. She's
Natalie, you still there?
I'll bring her back here. Her name, Natalie.
Her name's Natalie DeSalle, yes.
Natalie, are you still there? Maybe she forgot to hang up.
Maybe she was listening to the Director's Corner. You know, I wanted to say that I would love for everyone who's listening to the show to pick up your phone and download the Eric Zulli app on your phone. And the reason why is because every freaking Friday we do an amazing show. But the only way you can see it and tune in and join in with us is if you download the app. We're going to do the TT with EZ segment this Friday, tomorrow, and we have a band called Esh that's coming up, and they're like a Middle Eastern sort of based band. It's a trio, these three guys. They freaking rock. They're like really, really good, and their music is sort of like world music. It's really positive. So
I would love for everyone just to download the app, you know, so you can see the show, you can see the angels, and you can see all the surprise guests that Eric brings on. And the interviews, like, you would just have no clue. It's a surprise every single Friday. It's a surprise for us angels as well. So, I mean, you guys have to download the app. In order to, like, join in and have fun with us, you need to download the app. I guess I'm pushing for your app right now.
I appreciate this, Sonia. Now, it's a surprise if you don't go to the calendar on theeasyshow.com, but we try to keep our guests on the calendar every Friday at 3 o'clock. So anybody that's listening to this podcast, if you want to watch it and watch all the fun we do with the green screens, you can actually download the application or go to theeasyshow.com, letter E, letter Z, and just get ready. Just put it in your calendar every Friday because we're gonna have a lot of amazing shows. Talking about the calendar, if I can think off the top of my head here, this week, tomorrow, we have my man Vincent M. Ward, who is known for Walking Dead, the TV series, as well as True Blood and many other movies. You can Google him. His IMDb will come up. Good friend of mine, and he was actually the host of Ernie Singleton's event. That's how I reconnected with him. Then we have Ashley Aragota, who's the star on ABC's Families, The Fosters. She was on Nickelodeon prior to that, and now she's going to be starring in the new movie, Disney Channel's How to Build a Better Boy, with the girl that plays on Ant Farm, the lead, and many other awesome, awesome people. And then after that, there's going to be a special. On the 15th, it's actually a special show. It's not just Ashley. It's also Megan Henry from Girl Radical and former Miss Asia USA, Miss Teen Asia USA. So it's going to be both of them combined. And that's compliments of AANM Promotions, Russ Niebert, who's also one of the lead directors on our wonderful event on September 27th.
Amazing. He freaking
rocks. After that, we have Christina.
I'm sorry. He's done so many cool things, Eric, like for the showcase. So it's incredible, the things that he's come up with for the showcase. I love it.
And yes, we love Russ. And so after that, we have Christina De Rosa coming on. You can look her up if you don't know who she is. She's done tons and tons of stuff. She just booked a new CBS series thing. She's doing a great, great job. I just had to bring my girl Christina in to highlight her. We'll have everything on the calendar, guys. So it's theeasyshow.com. So what you can do is just get ready for this. Just every week, prepare to listen to the show on Thursday. Listen to the podcast if you can't, when you can't watch it. Or if you want to do both, it's fun to just listen, then you get to watch it. You get to hang out and watch it on green screen. We want to say thank you to our co-producer, Pepper J Productions, with Actors Reporter, Actors Entertainment, Actors Podcast Network, and Actors Radio for the wonderful job they do with the producing. And so our angels thing is rocking, man. We got our beautiful angels. We're up to, I think, about 11 angels at this point, Sonia, aren't we?
Yeah, it feels really good.
11 angels. So we're going to have angels at all these events. So when we come out, it'll be me doing my thing with the beautiful angels. And the angels are doing a lot of things for nonprofits, doing a lot of things for support. There's just a lot of projects, a lot of things that we're lining up. Like I said, we have over 7 events on the calendar. I told you guys a couple of them. We have a big paintball tournament on behalf of the Peace Fund Games. So imagine a giant live Hunger Games with a bunch of celebrities shooting each other with paintballs. It's going to be a lot of fun. We also have a turkey giveaway with over 10,000 people being fed, over 100 celebrities wearing aprons feeding the people, and well over 30 different press companies from Channel 2 to Channel 7 to Channel 11 to Channel 13.
Where
to KGLA,
are you going to do that at?
It's actually on Slauson Avenue. And you can go to turkeygiveaway.org for more information on that. As well as we have our big, big media blitz, CBS, radio and television, LA Convention Center, Scent Expo coming up next year, guys. That's the big creme de la creme. And anybody that's involved in the current events, it builds up to that. We're always going to be looking for talents. We're always going to be looking for people. And my company is heading up the entertainment, so we're always going to be keeping our eyes open for talents, for all these wonderful situations and opportunities. So I think we had a pretty good show today, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you to everybody that's hitting me up on my fans page, Eric Zuley Fans, ericzuleyfans. I'm posting a lot of stuff on there, a lot of cool interviews. In fact, what I'm going to start doing, guys, I've interviewed over 2,500 celebrities. We have probably over 5,000 videos all over Google and YouTube of a lot of fun A-list Hollywood-type situations. And what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start really highlighting some of the stuff that we've done back in 2008 to 2014. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So people can really see the Easy Way movement and how the growth has happened. I think it's going to be a lot of fun for you guys to watch the growth, watch the stepping stones, and maybe hopefully give you guys some advice or give you guys some thoughts, some ideas on how to grow yourself off of watching our path. And, you know, there's people that want to build documentaries and things. And so I saved the best for last, guys. I have some awesome information. This is actually a new project we just came on board with. Nobody knows about this yet, but it's going to be a really cool thing being filmed in Las Vegas end of August. Okay? There's a new TV show we're now involved in called Living the Legends. And what Living the Legends is it's living the legends, it's living their life. It's people that are mimicking these legends, and people that are from Britney Spears to Michael Jackson to Bruce Springsteen to all the legends. These are people that are trying to be like those legends, that look like them, that can sing like them.
Oh, wow.
It's an amazing, amazing, amazing project.
Oh, so they're like impersonators.
Exactly. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. They're impersonators, and I was blessed to be asked to host. They want me to host this thing, so who knows? I guess I'm gonna throw a little easy way flavor on it. I want to say thank you to Henny Morales and the whole eWorld team for doing that introduction. This is the company that's actually doing the show is the company that was hired to do the event planning on the whole expo. So this is an amazing, amazing project. I guarantee people are going to love it. I already have a couple people that own networks and people that I know that are very interested in this. We were just on the phone actually with Nova Brown, who wants to get involved in this as well. And so like I said, guys, there's a lot of amazing things coming up. Just keep following the movement. Download the application. Follow the fans page. My Instagram is Eric Zuley. It's always ZuleyErik. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Our YouTube is Easy Way TV, letter E, letter Z, Easy Way TV. Our older YouTube, which we're very selective on what we're posting on that due to some idiots, some freaking morons that have to press the stupid flag button, some haters. I can't believe y'all, but some idiots, you know, we got to be careful with this channel, but it's got over 12.5 million viewers on it. It's called What You Need TV. We worked back in the day with Akon, Convict Music, many, many other situations, fundraisers. We've done some of the biggest fundraisers, some of the biggest events, some of the biggest award shows. We've covered everything from the Oscars, the Academy Awards, to the Grammys, to the MTV Movie Awards, everything. We've done it. It's on that channel, What You Need TV. But, we're building Easy Way TV
Eric.
Now.
Huh? I have good news.
Oh, I love good news. Go for it.
Your Easy Way angel, Sonya Harley. Guess what? So I landed the Lay's potato chip commercial.
Yay! I love Lay's. That means we get unlimited supply of Lay's potato chips now, right?
That's what I was hoping. Like, I was talking with my agency, and they're like, yeah, they should give you, you know, like a whole 5-year supply of Lay's. I hope so. I'm going to find out. But I just found out yesterday that I got it. So, yay! That means we're moving forward. Easy Way Angels are doing, like, really amazing things, and that's awesome.
Love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yes. And more and more amazing things are going to happen. Congratulations on that booking. That is, a great accomplishment. You know, is it a buyout commercial or are you being paid residual?
Thank you. I think it's residual. I think it's residual, which is super cool. So every time it runs, I guess I get a little mailbox money, which is cool, right?
That is really cool. I did my commercial. It ran for 3 years all over everywhere from Chicago to India to Argentina, and it was the Axe body spray commercial, but it was a buyout, and I got real famous off of it. Got a lot of Twitter followers. I love all you guys. Love all the fans. I was famous as the music star for the Axe body spray, and a lot of fame, no money. I got a little buyout. but it's always awesome when you do that, and that's gonna be another stepping stone for you, Sonya. Congratulations. And also,
thank you. I'm learning from you. It's about the money and keep it coming in. Like, it's better to just be sort of patient and take wait it out and get the residual as opposed to saying, oh, I want all my money right now. Like, you do better by getting it over a period of time. But I learned that from becoming a part of the way that the Easy Show runs their program and you know, the way you talk with everyone about marketing and
and developing themselves as an artist or whatever that they do in branding and all of that. So thank you.
We got a fan question for Sonya Harley. Okay, so the fan question is, Sonya, what benefits, what have you received being an Easy Way Angel? And this is from Justin Timbershake.
Justin Timbershake, I like that. Well, the benefits that I've received actually from being an angel is, you know, networking with some of the top celebrities here in Hollywood that are making big moves, learning how to deal with people face-to-face and to get the best out of a situation. Like, a lot of times I learned that you go into a situation as an artist. This is coming from, like, an artist perspective or an actor or whatever. You go into a networking situation, and then you leave, and you don't leave with any viable contacts. I learned from being an angel, like, being, you know, philanthropical, like, going and giving my time to charity and visiting people and seeing the smiles on their face, seeing the smile come back. And just knowing that as a person that you carry around a lot of weight if you have good energy, and it's really impactful. So as an angel, I can go out and do that, represent the Easy Way Show. And also whenever I'm in any networking situation, I come back with viable contacts. Like, I know what to ask for now, as opposed to before I'd meet people, say, yeah, I want you to do this, and okay, cool, and we're going to hook up and do this later, and then you never see them again. You never talk to them, and then you lose a good contact, whereas being an angel, you know, we have our little training program that Eric Dooley takes us through, and it's about retaining those contacts, and the ones that are viable, you keep those, and they turn into something that can be lucrative for you in the future, you know? So that's what I've learned. As far as being an angel, that's my route so far. That's my journey, and it's only getting better. And I met what's his name? The guy from the Wolf Boy or whatever, like from
Boo-Boo
Twilight.
Boo
Boo Stewart, yeah, and that was really fun because he was really cute. So yeah, and Max Ryan, and also the guy from Death Race. Oh, no, that's not Max Ryan. Who is that?
That's
Max Ryan, right? Oh, I was thinking about Richard Tyson. Yeah, Max Ryan was awesome. I love his energy. He was really, really cool. So, yeah,
Richard
that's
Tyson's
those
from
benefits.
Kindergarten Cops, Max Ryan. You know, and if anybody wants to see the lineup, a lot of the past guests is on theeasyshow.com. And so James Timbershake, I love the name. There you go. There's your answer. Yeah, we're kind of running out of time, guys, so I'm going to go ahead and pop on a quick commercial break, and, you know, we love our sponsor, Vanity Drink. How much do you love Vanity Drink, Sonya? How much does Vanity
I
Drink
I love it.
Your life?
I take it with me everywhere I go.
And how many
and
people
it wakes
want
me up
Vanity
in the morning.
Drink? Everybody wants Vanity Drink. Has it helped your skin? Have you noticed any difference drinking it?
Actually, you know what? My skin does have, like, a better glow. I am so not kidding you. Even my mom, she was like, oh, wow, your skin looks really good. And I'm like, really? And then someone else told me that the other day, so it's got to be the vanity. And you know how I am. I would not lie. I'm not going to try to just big up the vanity because they're sponsoring us. I have to be real about it, you know? So it's actually really working. So you guys got to go to vanitydrink.com. Is that what it is? Yeah? And
vanitydrink.com. Yep, and like their fans,
yeah.
Vanity Drink. And here's a little bit more information on them.
Before I tell you what vanity is, let me tell you what it isn't. Vanity isn't about narcissism. Vanity is about self-esteem, and who couldn't use some of that? The foundation of vanity lies in all-natural, skin-nourishing, brain-boosting agents, all conveniently packaged in a fruity beverage supplement. Vanity is different. Science confirms what we consume affects our skin, our overall appearance, and our liveliness. Vanity is a choice for better living, confidence in what you're drinking, and letting the best of you shine through. And who says you can't have it all?
Vanity, a unique, all-natural beauty supplement drink that helps revive you from the inside out.
Visit www.vanitydrink.com for prices and packages. Also, like the Vanity Drink fans page for discounts and hot updates. All right, guys, that was Vanity Drink, vanitydrink.com. Make sure you check it out. And you've listened to Easy Talk Live. every Thursday at 10:30 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio, powered by Easy Way Broadcasting. You can check out this show and many others at letter E, letter Z, easywaybroadcasting.com. We do help you connect to the stars in Hollywood, as well as the entrepreneurs and philanthropists, CEOs, and things like that. We're just an outlet, a network that helps you connect. Love everybody. I have time for one caller, so I'm just going to grab a random number here. There's about 13, so I apologize we can't grab everybody, but I'm just going to grab a random, because this is the most random area code I've ever seen pop on my show here so far. 704-4248. Are you there?
Hey, what's good, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you enjoying the show?
I'm enjoying the show, man. It's the first time caller. First time listening, actually, you know what I'm saying? This is Tim Haber from The Late Shift. I heard you shout me out a little bit earlier. My girl was listening because she listened to Blog Talk Radio all the time, and she was like, oh, my God, they shouted you out. So I definitely wanted to call in and say thank you. The Late Shift with Tim Haber is premiering on Blog Talk Radio at the end of September. So for anyone who want to know, like, who want to follow, definitely look it up in the search, Blog Talk Radio. Appreciate it. But I'm born and raised in New York, from Harlem, New York, actually. So I appreciate all the New York way you got going on and New York vibe of the show, man. I appreciate it.
I can hear the accent, man. Well, no, by all means, go ahead and promo your show, man. We're all about helping each other, and so we got our Easy Way Angel, our beautiful angel, listening with us as well. I appreciate you calling in, because maybe we can do some connections and vice, you know, cross promotion and all that fun stuff. I mean, that's what we're about.
Man, yeah, no doubt, man. That's always a great thing, man. That's the one thing about being from New York, you know what I'm saying? It's in your DNA to go out and help people, you know what I'm saying, grinding and getting it. So, you know what I'm saying, I really would appreciate that. A big shout-out to the Vanity Angel also. I heard how your skin, it was looking all fantastic, and it was glowing like it's a Sunday afternoon. So a big shout-out to you also, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, the show is just it's an evolution of an idea I had called Man's Point of View, and you know, went from Man's Point of View to The Late Shift, and it's pretty much a little bit about everything, man, life, love, relationships, you know, what's going on out there in the real world, you know what I'm saying? We're just going to have a good time. It's me, got a couple of my friends, you know, we're going to jump on, and we're going to be drinking and talking and, you know, talking to the people, playing a little bit of music, but mainly, you know, having fun and, you know, having a good time with it, you know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much what the show is about.
We'll have to have our beautiful angels come on your show and hang out and party with you.
You know what? I don't know if you can do that, because we don't want to class up the show with your angel. We don't want to class it up a bit. You know, if you bring an angel on, you know, they bring too much class to it and stuff.
Yeah,
like
we,
that,
we
you
do
know?
Have a lot of class. We do. We'd be sitting on you guys' shoulders like, hey, no, just
exactly.
Kidding.
Exactly. We want all devils on the left and the right. We want nothing but devils on our shoulders when we do our show, trust me. But, nah, man, it'll be always cool. You know what I'm saying? You know, I would, you know, from this point on, actually, I follow y'all on Blog Talk Radio, so make sure y'all follow Easy Way Productions if you have the opportunity. Definitely follow them on Blog Talk Radio like I just did, and I'm definitely going to keep up with y'all from here on out. And you know,
what is your radio station?
It's called The Late Shift. It's on Blog Talk Radio. The name of the show is called The Late Shift with Tim Hayward. Like I said, right now, you know, it just got rebranded, so we're working on the Facebook page as we speak. I got someone working on that, and, you know, we're going to get the Twitter popping, you know, we're going to get the whole social media thing popping.
I love your New York accent. It's really cool. You have to bring your New York accent and your, like, fellow host or whatever to our show on the 27th. You guys have to come down to Buzzbee's in L.A. and join us and hang out while we're doing the showcase. It would be really fun to have you guys
You know what?
Out.
That would be fantastic. Unfortunately, you know, we're broke men. You know what I'm saying? We're kids, well, not me. But actually, I will be in L.A. in September, early September. You know what I'm saying? I'll decide to come out to L.A., just kind of hang out there and, you know, kind of make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Who knows, you know? You know,
well,
like Biggie says, got a dollar in the
give
dream.
Give us a heads up. You know, maybe we can get you on the show, get you to talk about, you know what I mean, your show and promote your show out here in the West, baby. Woo-hoo!
Oh, man. You know what? You know, man, I've always dreamed of coming to the West Coast. Being from New York, being from the East, you know, you always look at the West Coast as a completely different, you know, different country, not, you know, just a different section of your own. But, you know, everyone I know who lives out there has been out there.
I heard people are really living in New York.
York.
We are located in Hollywood, California, Orange County, as well as Las Vegas, San Diego, and we do have a department, a couple of people out there in New York. We'll get you connected to our people in New York and get you off air, man. I got the number that you called in. Is this a number to reach you?
Yeah, that's the best number to reach me, man. I know you got to go. I know you got a few seconds, but thank you for taking my call. To all the people out there, the late shift with Tim Hayward, premiere at the end of September. Thank you for having me on to the Angels. Mwah, I appreciate you. You definitely classed up this little interview. I appreciate that. And my man Andre, I appreciate
welcome.
You. Have a good night. Have a good day. Have a good night. All right, y'all?
Definitely.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, the blog talk radio lady is yelling at me saying I got to get off air here, guys. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. We are doing it the easy way. Stay tuned. Be back next week, Thursday at 10:30 a.m. We're going to be doing it real big again. You're listening to Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E. Z. Zuli.
Did I really click that button? All right, let's do this the right way. Easy Talk Live every Thursday, 10:30. Sorry about that, guys. This is the correct outro. I appreciate everybody, and we'll catch you next week.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening. Something like that.